But, you know, this is a young lady that has tested out to know what she knows that she knows she knows. She listens to the angel kingdom when they talk to her. She represents God to the very best of her ability. And this is our angel girl, Kimberly.
Hello. Wow, I got a lot fuller in here. There wasn't this many people when I sat down. As some of you may not know, my name's Kimberly. And I've been coming here for about 3 years now. And tonight, I'm going to just kind of talk about a couple different experiences, and I'm not going to tell you what the subject is quite yet. A few months ago, Yolanda, I don't think she's here, she gave me a message that romance was coming my way. And she said it would be three, and she was pretty sure it'd be three guys. And do you remember that, Barbara? Because Barbara's like, can I have one? And I thought, great, romance, three guys. Well, how is that going to work out? Because I hadn't been asking for three, you know. I would have been happy with one. So, you know, it started coming true. I just started meeting these people and hanging out with some different people. And, you know, and I thought, wow, this dating thing is really complicated. Like, it's really complicated. I was thinking, oh, much better being single because, you know, I could do what I wanted, come and go, all of that. And I was happy. I have my friends. I have my church family, which I love all of you guys that I know here, by the way. It just seemed like it was this roller coaster, and it seemed like this last couple months has been, I don't know if it's the energy shift or what's going on around here, but everyone seems to be in this mode of not feeling like they're worthy of something or of love or of just friendship or whatever it might be. And these guys seem nice enough. They have goodness in their heart because I tend to see all the good in everyone, you know, and overlook some things. But they didn't show up the way I thought they should be showing up. Doesn't mean that that is wrong for them. It just wasn't working out for me. And, you know, I take people at their word, and the fact that, you know, they would say one thing and do something else, it was kind of disappointing. So I was really getting disappointed about this, and I thought, okay, what's going on? And Millie, one day I was helping her type up the schedule for who's going to talk. And some of you know how Millie can sneak it in. She said, oh, you know, I'm talking on the 27th, so I could just pencil you in. I thought, well, what am I going to talk about? And it's kind of funny how the angels are working this out, because nothing happens by chance, or, you know, it's kind of divinely set forth between for all of us. And so I woke up one morning and I thought, well, dating is so complicated. This is way too much. I said, you know what? If we put our time and energy like we do for dating, and dating could be not romantic. It could be platonic. It could be friendship. So, you know, you invite your friend out for dinner. You're like, it's a date. It could be taking your child out to spend time with them. Whatever it is, significant other, a spouse, you know, it's not just on a romantic level. It's friendship level as well. It's just how you get to know someone. And I thought, well, we put all this time and energy into this. Well, how much time and energy do you put into God and your angels? And the thought occurred to me, why aren't we dating God and the angels? And, you know, I mean, I was trying to do all this stuff, and I thought I wasn't feeling like I was living in this spiritual mindset by having to juggle, you know, my friendships, this dating thing going on, and the spiritual realm. And I thought, well, I need to be close, you know, to God and the angels, and I just needed to kind of refocus. And how many of you would actually say, if you think about it, that you date God and the angels? Is that a word you would even consider thinking? But what it is just taking time for them. You know, I don't know if it'd be a platonic thing or what level that would be. A spirit, I don't know. It could be something, but I started thinking about how much time and energy is into this, and, you know, the way you could approach dating God and the angels. You can make time to talk to God and the angels every day. Like, if you're going out with somebody, you make time for your friends, you make time for your family. You know, just take 5 minutes and talk to them every day. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is, but everyone's got even 1 minute, even 5 seconds. Everyone has the time to do it. You can ask them to coffee, you know, tell them to come along to the coffee shop with you. Your coffee's going to taste a lot better because you might meet somebody along the way just to talk to, because you don't know who they're going to bring into your path. Another one is take them shopping with you. Has anybody taken their angel shopping with them? It works, doesn't it? You know, you might want that perfect outfit. You only want to spend, I don't know, $10, or, you know, you want to get these great pair of boots and whatever it is, but you only want to spend so much. Take them shopping. Ask them to go shopping with you. Spend time with them. Play with them. They want to help you. They want to be part of your life every single moment. And the only way they can do that is you asking them to be part of it. You know, take them to an amusement park. What happens at an amusement park? A lot of laughter. A lot of fun. Well, angels love to have fun. They want you to have fun. Take them to a bookstore. Maybe you'll find a book that you needed to read the right words because you weren't in the best of mood. You know, you just don't know what it's going to bring forth for you. Or you might find a book that you can give away to somebody and you can pass it along. Like the angels help you pass it along. They just kind of help you be there. They also want, you know, they want you to listen to them, hear them, listen to their advice. Tell them thank you. Show them some gratitude, and they'll thank you back. You can ask them to help the people you love, you know. Just take them along with you wherever you go. Spend the time developing that relationship with God and the angels. It's really important, and through all this that I've gone through and the sadness I felt over the last few weeks, that's the one thing that I've been able to count on, besides, like, my incredible friend over here, but that's right. But they've been there for me, and it's just a matter of me opening my eyes to see that they've been there for me. They have unconditional love for me. And so anyone have the best way, or can think of the best way that you can date your angels? How do you do that? It's one word.
Angels that play underwater playing with dolphins?
Yeah. Well, ask. That's ask. Ask them. And have fun with them. Enjoy their sense of humor, because I don't know about some of you, but mine are pretty funny. Ask them to be part of your life for the things you desire. And how do you ask? Well, you need to watch your thoughts, because the actions will follow your thoughts. And God and the angels are literal. And, you know, I'm an Aries, and I see black and white. I'm not very good with the gray area at all. So I kind of like when I put into perspective that they're literal, because you get what you ask for. You know, there's not that gray area necessarily. They hear one thing and go. So there's a chapter in 1 John 3:18 that says, "Let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." And I thought that was perfect, because it seems like the last 2 weeks, all I've heard from a lot of different people is, watch your thoughts, because the actions are going to follow those thoughts. And it's really, really important that you watch that. So there are some... Asking the angels, I wouldn't say it's the wrong way, but you say, "I want a new job." You just got a new job. I want to have a fulfilling relationship. I want to be spiritually connected. What's wrong with maybe asking it that way is the word "want," because you're left with wanting. The angels hear the word "want." Now, another way some people might say is, "I need to be spiritually connected," or "I need to find a job," or "I need whatever." Again, the word "need." You're left with needing. So they hear just the word "needing." So what is the best way to ask something along that line, to translate it differently? Say, "I am ready for." "I am willing to allow." And see, so you've got the word "ready" and you've got the word "willing." And they hear that, and the action will follow that thought of willing and ready. Lost my place. But, you know, you can say you're ready and willing, but obviously you might want to be careful who you say that to, if it's not the angels. You would say that. But think about what you've been wanting in your life, and if it's not showing up the way you think it is, re-ask, rethink about how you're asking for it. Maybe simplify it. Maybe it's simpler than you think it should be. You know, You can always re-ask. If you're not enjoying the outcome, remember, you can re-ask. You can redefine. We have the choice in our life to make it what it is. And they want us to ask. They want us to help. But again, until you ask, your angels and your guides, they can't help you. You have to ask them to help you. And remember, they're not keeping score. What's great about dating them is it doesn't matter how many times you mess up, how many times you cry, or the thoughts you may think, they're still there for you 100%. And it is the best relationship you can probably have in your entire life because they're always there for you. They will be there in this lifetime, and a lot of them will probably be there in your next lifetimes as well. And, you know, they're always there with open arms and forgiveness. And I just think that, to me, that's amazing to think about that and try to live, follow that example, too, that, you know, to always live in a forgiving and loving space, which, as some of you know, it's not the easiest thing to do. I will admit that. But it's worth it in the long run when you can kind of put your ego behind and truly love the neighbor sitting next to you, even if you don't know them. So with that, I'm just going to leave you with, go out there and date your angels, people. It's the easiest relationship you can have.
Oh, that was great, honey. You know, the picture she painted is you're not alone. You're not alone, and you can, but since you're given free choice, you do need to ask. You know? We forget to do that, don't we? Huh? Well, I think we must think God's a mind reader. Janie said, better not be. Oh, you didn't say that, Janie. You didn't say that. That was just wonderful, honey. That's what you call short, sweet, and to the point. It was wonderful. You know, honey, Kimberly, you are a young lady that does use God in a positive, loving, wonderful way. Do you realize how happy that makes them? Him, it, love. Sometimes it's so hard to express it. We ask the angels because it's so hard because it sounds like you're going through the angels to get to God and you don't go through anyone or anything to get to God. God's a very energy within you. So it's kind of nice to think about, where do you take God? Take him to the garbage dump every day, huh? Dump him in there, huh? Done with you, God.